Thank y'all for being here today. We want to make this atmosphere here comfortable for the Spirit of Almighty God. That's who we're here to honor and bless today. And we know where Bobby is. He's with him. He's with the Lord. So but we're separated for a while. And so let's ask the Spirit of God to sit down amongst us and to heal our hearts, to encourage us and challenge us and do what only He can do. Father, thank you for this day. It's so good, God, to know that you have taken care of everything. There isn't anything that you've left undone. And you knew before the foundations of the world that we would be here this afternoon. And I want to thank you for the great gift of Bob Hollywood Golden. How blessed we've been for 66 years to have a man like this walk amongst us. Lord, he's touched every single person. If we went around the room and let everybody tell their Hollywood stories, God, we'd be here till next week. Thank you so much, Father, for your grace and your glory. Come and do what you need to do now. Comfort hearts. Challenge us with the word. Do whatever you want to do today, Father. Thank you for all these brothers and sisters in the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. About a month ago, Bob and Carolyn felt led of the Lord to go down and talk to Tom Creech at McReynolds Navy and Larson about Bob's homegoing service. And this, everything that you're seeing and hearing and experiencing today is what Hollywood wanted. And what Hollywood wants, Hollywood, right. I want to thank you for your presence here today. It really blesses the family to have all of you here. You don't have to say anything, just your presence here tells them how much you love them and how much you're going to miss old Bob. Bob Hollywood Golden, 66, of Clarksville, went to be with the Lord on August the 15th. I said he went to be with the Lord on August 15th, 2019, at his residence with his family by his side. Bob was born on September 29th, 1952, in Selma, Alabama. The son of John Golden II and Betty Jo Golden. He retired after 33 years from Clarksville Department of Electricity, mostly working as a foreman. Bob was formerly a board member of the BWC, and his brothers are all here today from BWC. Glad to have you all. President of the Montgomery County Soccer Association. Could he play soccer? and he was a counselor for many years at Camp Rainbow. Hollywood was an avid outdoorsman and could make a gourmet meal with just three ingredients. In addition to his mother, Bob is survived by his wife of 27 years, Carolyn Wallace Golden, a son, Wesley, and his wife, Sarah Golden, a daughter, Tiffany, and her husband, Chris Martin, a brother, John Wesley, and his wife, Kathy Golden, the third, grandchildren, and he was known as Daddy Bob to these grandkids. Zoe Martin, Hadley Joe Martin, Wyatt Martin, Nash Cooper Golden, Lydia Golden, Mia Golden, Carly Mosley, nieces, Olivia Pullen, Elizabeth Golden. And how many of you knew Bob's loving dog, Stewie? It was like Stewie knew what was up. I mean, he and Bob had a special relationship, and Stewie's missing Bob just like the rest of us are today. There's two things that you always want to do in a funeral service, and one of those is you want to lift up and honor your loved one who's passed away. And number two, you want to make much of Jesus. And we're going to do that here this afternoon with God's help. Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah.
What a masterpiece by the Lord put together, amen, and Bob Golden. For those of you that don't know who I am, I'm Bob's pastor, Cal Hampton, and that and 50 cents won't even get you a cup of coffee today, but I love Bob, and when I was young, much younger, Bob was he was a little older than I was, senior in high school. I was a freshman, and Johnny was playing football for Austin Peay, and so we kind of looked up to the Golden Boys. They were the big dogs, and later on in life, in my early 30s, God called me into the ministry, and we left. We've been gone 24 years, and God led us back home to Clarksville to reach unchurched families and to reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ, and so we came back here about 2.5 years ago, and as the providence of God would have it, one of my buddies, Tommy Wallace, Red, had passed away and gone home. And anyways, while we were in my visits at the hospital, that's where I reconnected with Bob and Carolyn. And what a joy it has been the last 2 years to just get reconnected and get to know him again. And he's been such a blessing to me. And, you know, I began to think about what all to say today. But you know what? Bob's already preached his funeral. He's done some good preaching, hadn't he? And how do you describe the life of Bob Hollywood Golden? I mean, this was a man who loved life. Bob's bigger than life. Amen? This is a man that, and that life was evidenced by that Hollywood smile he always had on him. Amen? And Bob could do just about anything that he set his mind to. He enjoyed fishing and duck hunting since he's been retired. Some of y'all could tell a few stories about that. He could ski like a pro. He could cook like a chef. And mercy, he could get up and down a light pole quicker than a cat. his dancing was legendary in his own mind. he was a shade tree mechanic. He really enjoyed, you know, cars and that kind of thing. He loved to get out on his bike and ride, and loved his BWC brothers and sisters. He was an outdoorsman, and I didn't know this, but Bob even coached soccer. Soccer coach. I mean, this guy could do just about anything. I mean, was there anything that Hollywood couldn't do? I mean, he pretty well do whatever he set his mind to, and as evidenced by the crowd today, Bob loved people. Bob had figured it out that he was in the people business, and he loved people, and that's evidenced by today. And he loved his bikers who care, brothers and sisters. And we're all going out to the clubhouse after we get done here for some celebration. And Camp Rainbow was one of his greatest passions. I've heard more about Camp Rainbow than I ever needed to hear. But he was a counselor for those kids. And in his 33 years at CDE, he touched hundreds of people's lives over that period. And my little sister-in-law, Peggy Landrum, worked with Bob at CDE. She used to keep, you know, Bill and Jennings and Bob and many others, Chuck Dowdy and who all worked there, tried to keep them straight. And Peggy's been through some major health issues and had some major brain surgery here just a few weeks ago, and really a couple of weeks ago. And I was visiting pretty often out at Bob's house. And the next to last visit, I think I was at Bob's house. He was sitting in the chair, and he could hardly get his head up off of his chest. When I walked in, the first thing out of his mouth was, "How's Peggy?" That's the kind of man he was. And he and old Gary, he and old John Wallace, they both, you know, wanted to be king of the rodeo. And, you know, if you talk to Bob, he was always the king of the rodeo. But people he worked with, folks he ran with, folks he rode with, everybody loved Hollywood. And Bob kept his family close. His mom, Betty, How many nights have you spent over at the Golden House? More than you can count. Amen. She's been spending the night over there with Bob. And just to be close to him, Johnny, his brother, was right by his side in his last hours and days. And of course, Wesley and Tiffany and their spouses and his grandchildren, they've been right there by. It's been a blessing to this pastor to see this family minister to Bob the way they have. And he was so proud of all of you. And, of course, Daddy Bob, if you give him a chance, he's going to talk about those grandkids. And I didn't think he was going to get to go to the beach with them, but he made Carolyn load him up in the car, and they spent a couple of days at the beach just about a month ago. So I don't know how he made the trip, but God got him there. And Carolyn, my sister, how can we even begin to say how blessed we are to see what soulmates look like? Bob and Carolyn were inseparable. And if ever there was a woman meant for a man and a man, it was these two. And God brought them together and kept them together for 27 years. And about a year and two months ago, Bob and Carolyn started coming to our church, and they've been a great blessing to Second Mile Church. And one of my favorite pictures, you probably saw it on the website, was a picture of Bob and Carolyn and Larry and Laura Vaden and somebody else in a prayer circle praying together. They were involved here in our church and were members here. And Bob touched people the last few months here at our church like no one else really has. One Wednesday night, we were having a testimony service here a couple of weeks ago, and old David Fry spoke up and said, "I just want to say I've been so blessed to watch Bob walk this path that he's been on. He's never let up. He's never slowed down. He's always given God glory and praise and honor through everything." And, you know, Bob may have asked why. I don't know if he did or not, but I think the bigger question he was asking, what do you want me to do with this? And I want to tell you, Bob finished well. I ran into somebody yesterday. I won't tell you who it was, but he said, "You know, cancer finally got old Bob." I said, "What? Cancer didn't take Bob. Bob took cancer. He won the victory. He's the one who whipped cancer." And Bob was old school. Y'all may not know this. He's old school when it comes to church. He wants to hear the preacher lay it down straight and plain. He just wants to hear the truth. He liked the old songs and the old hymns. And he told me specifically at the funeral service, he said, "Make sure you bring your King James Bible." And here it is. "Bob, I got this King James Bible." And he even laid out what he wanted me to preach and the scriptures that he want read. And so I wanted to just share these scriptures with you. They're very familiar, but these are what Bob wanted me to share with you all. So here they are. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, whoo, there you may be also. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me." That's what Bob wanted me to share with you all. And I want to tell you, we're going to miss Bob, but we can go on because of faith in a person. Jesus said to his disciples who were going to miss him, he said, "Don't let your heart be troubled today. You believe in God, believe also in me." And I want to tell you, today, folks, it's one thing to say I believe in God. It's another thing to say I believe in Jesus. We can go on today because of faith in a person named Jesus. I love the Golden Strong t-shirts. It says a lot about who Bob is, but Bob was even more than Golden Strong. He was Jesus Strong. And if he could speak to us today, he'd tell you whatever your issue is, whatever your problem is, Jesus is enough. He can handle whatever it is that you're going through, whether it's illness, whether it's sickness, whether it's financial loss, whatever it is, Jesus is enough. And today, Jesus is more than enough to meet your need. We can go on because of faith in a person, and we can go on because of faith in a place. Verses 2 and 3, Jesus begins to talk about heaven. How many of you know heaven is a real place? It's more real than Clarksville, Tennessee. And when a believer leaves this world, he goes through another door, spiritual door, so to speak, and he enters into a world that's greater and grander than he or she can ever even imagine. The New Testament writers struggled trying to tell us about how gorgeous and how beautiful heaven is. And I want to tell you, heaven's a little bit more beautiful today because Hollywood's up there grinning with Jesus. Heaven is a real place, and it's a place. I hate cancer. I can't stand cancer. I've had family members die from cancer. But I want to tell you, in heaven, there's no cancer. There's no stroke or heart attack in heaven. There's no poor health in heaven. There's no broken relationships in heaven. I mean, there's no death in heaven. And best of all, there's no more sin in heaven. Heaven's a place of no mores. And I'm here to tell you, based upon the Word of God, Bob left here and went to heaven just a couple of days ago. And that's where he is. We can go on because of faith in a person called Jesus, and faith in a place called heaven. And then finally, we can go on because of faith in a promise. Did you get what Jesus said here? He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. A lot of discussion today about just what you got to do to get to heaven. What a person needs to do to have a relationship with God. Well, according to this verse, you got to have Jesus. I mean, there is no other way. He is the way. There is no other life. There is no other truth. He's the truth. If you want to see Bob again, you got to get Jesus. Are you in a relationship with Christ Jesus today? I tell you, if Bob could talk to us today, I believe he'd tell you, surrender your heart and life to. Now, Bob wasn't obnoxious with his faith, right? But I want to tell you, if you asked him, you knew where he stood. Bob loved the Lord. Bob loved Jesus. And he did what God had told him to do. He placed his trust and his faith in Jesus. And I want to tell you today, God simply loves you. There isn't anything you can do that'll make God love you any less than he does right now. And I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you've done it with. God just simply loves you. The Bible says God is love. And God proved His love by sending His only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from all our sin. And the Bible tells me that if I'd be willing to turn from my sin and receive what Christ did for me on the cross, and how many of you know Jesus isn't dead? He's alive. He got up from the grave. And if you'd be willing to turn to Him today and call on Him to save you, hallelujah, you're going to make it to heaven and you're going to see that Hollywood smile one more time for all of eternity. So I don't know where you are in your relationship with God. Would you just bow your head with me? I hardly ever do this. And don't you do this if you don't really mean business with God today. But you're not here on accident. You're here by divine appointment. And if you'd like to receive Christ today, I want to lead you in a prayer. You pray something like this: Father, I don't understand everything, but I know that I'm a sinner and my sins have separated me from you. But I believe Jesus paid the price for all my sin. And today is best to understand it. And as best Bob could tell us today, I receive by faith what Jesus did for me. I surrender control of my life to you. Thank you for saving me. Now, every head bowed and every eye closed. If you prayed that salvation prayer and asked God to save you, you just wave at me. Every head bowed, thank you. Thank you. Every head bowed, just wave at me. Nobody's looking around, just wave at me. Thank you. Thank you. See your hands going up all over the building. Now here's what you need to do. If you've been saved today, you need to find you a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-teaching church. Follow the Lord in believers' baptism and get plugged into a church. You've got a brand new family now. You're a part of the Golden Strong, Jesus Strong family. And so we would encourage you to do that. There's pastors here, folks all over the building that would love to help you in your new life with Christ. I want to tell you, I believe in Bob's homegoing. Many people have come to faith in Christ today. Hallelujah. Mike Burnett, pray for us, would you, brother? Amen. Listen to this song, this last song. It's about what we've been talking about. Going to live forever.
That river, I'm gonna kiss tomorrow now. You're gonna wanna hold me just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around, just like the songs I leave behind. And you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this old world has blown us under, and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna kiss tomorrow now. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna kiss tomorrow now. Tomorrow night, I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna kiss tomorrow night. I'm gonna live forever now. I'm gonna live forever now. I'm gonna live forever now. I'm gonna live forever now.
Dream of angels and sunshine, rivers of red wine and orange fields blue.
right now, we're all going to head up to the Bikers Who Care Clubhouse up on top of Boot Hill. And our bikers are going to lead us up there. They're going to pull out of the parking lot first, and then Carolyn and her group will follow them in the cars, and y'all are all invited to the celebration up at the clubhouse on Boot Hill. Everybody know where we're going now? And on the way, right down the road here at Don's Upholstery, CDE is waiting on us. And they're in the bucket truck, and there's going to be a tribute to Bob there. And anyways, Bob influenced and touched so many people, did he not? And so here's what we need to ask y'all to do. Our funeral, the family needs a couple of minutes to just gather themselves, and they're going to stay seated. And the rest of us are going to be escorted out by our funeral home directors, and we're going to get on our bikes, get in our cars, and then we're all going to head up to the clubhouse. So let's give God a great big hand of praise today. Hallelujah. Okay, Tom.